Joining me is former Hereford United player Max Nicholson. Max, you started out at Doncaster. I think you played against Hereford whilst Doncaster were having a few financial problems, and you ended up signing for Greg Downes. Was it an easy choice to make the move down from Doncaster to Edgar Street?
It was a strange one, really, because at the time, Doncaster, we were really struggling with money. I mean, you know, there was just none about, you know, we weren't getting paid, and it was just very difficult. And my contract ended, and anybody whose contract ended kind of got released. That was it. So I had a few options, a few clubs round Yorkshire wanted me, but you know, Greg called, came in, and he kind of sold it to me on the facts. He was very impressed with how I'd played against them. I think I played against them twice. I think we played them home and away. And I can't remember. I think we won both the games. And I've had a couple of good games, and Greg kind of sold it to me on, you know, his belief of me as a player. So, yeah, that was the reason I signed.
You had two seasons at Edgar Street. Are there any games that stick out particularly in the memory for you?
The Wimbledon game, the home leg against Wimbledon when we played them in the League Cup, when they had, you know, they had Vinnie Jones and Fashion You Up for and Robbie Earle, so they had a really good side, and you know, we played really well that night. We only lost 1-0 in the home game at Edgar Street, and you know, we had chances as well. We could have easily won it, or you know, even, you know, got a draw. But yeah, that was a good game. The Wigan at home game when we beat them 3-0. I think they had Keith Gillespie on the right wing for them that day. And I managed to score as well, a decent goal. So, yeah, there are a couple that stick in the memory.
When you scored that goal against Wigan, we've seen it on YouTube, it was a fantastic strike. Was that something that you had in your locker, or was it just, you know, something that you just thought, I'll just give it a whack? Because it was a perfect strike.
Yeah, it was. And it was with my wrong foot as well, what they call the old swing. It was with my right peg. I remember Leroy Mayer held the ball up, put it out to me from centre forward, obviously out to the wing, and I kind of cut inside, and the defender just showed me inside and kept doing it. So, you know, I got, I don't know, maybe 25 yards out, I thought I'm just going to whack it, and yeah, luckily it kind of went in the top corner. So yeah, it was a good goal. I didn't score enough, but that's one that does stick out.
In that second season, towards the end of the campaign, you seemed to not play as much. Was there an injury, or was it a loss of form?
I picked up an injury, and there was stuff going on personally. I'd kind of fallen off the track a little bit, I suppose, with my lifestyle, and Greg had, I believe, there was a couple of clubs coming in for me the end of the 93 season. I think Chesterfield had come in, and I think Gillingham and Torquay, from what I'd heard rumours of. And just after Christmas, that last season, I'd got a bit disillusioned, really. I was starting to feel homesick, and, you know, I actually said, you know, I asked Greg to kind of put me on the transfer list, and it all went a bit wrong, and it's a shame, really. But I was young and naive, and, you know, mistakes were made. But, yeah, it was a shame, really.
Did you have a good rapport with the Hereford supporters?
I did, to begin with. You know, they loved me to begin with, and as my form went and things happened, you know, I think I disappointed them, and I understand, because some of them did get a bit frustrated with me. But, no, I did. Overall, I had a good rapport with the supporters, yeah.
Do you still speak to any former Hereford players?
I do. Owen Pickard. I mean, me and Owen were close, you know, for the couple of years we were both there. Still in touch with Dave Morris. Dallas Davis got in touch a couple of weeks ago, which was nice. And we're talking about getting a reunion together. So Owen actually called me yesterday, but I was out at a barbecue, so I didn't answer his call. But I'll probably call him later in the week. But yeah, so it'd be good if we can get together, because you know, there were some good lads. You know, some good lads in that period, and we had a good time. We had a good time in Hereford.
You left Hereford, then had a brief spell at Torquay. You then went to Scunthorpe and scored the winning goal for Scunthorpe against Hereford, a 1-0 win for Scunthorpe at Granford Park. When you played against Hereford, did you have that extra incentive to do a bit better, which probably got you the goal?
Possibly. somehow the talky one come about. I'd left Hereford, gone to Scunthorpe, and then Donna Raiden was the manager of Torquay. He rang Dave Moore, who was Scunthorpe's manager, you know, really wanted me to go down to Torquay, and they were good mates, so I ended up going there before I signed for Scunny. And I went to Torquay, and it was an awful long way from home. And it was ironic, I signed on the Monday for Torquay at Hull City's ground at Boothby Park, with a view to playing against Hereford on the Tuesday night. I believe, I've got that wrong. I signed on the Friday with a view to playing Darlington on the Saturday, which I did. And then the next game was Hereford at Edgar Street. So it was just bizarre because, you know, I'd not spoke to anybody at Hereford. Don had wanted to kind of keep it quiet. So I just turned up in the at Edgar Street and turned left to the reward changing room as opposed to turning right. And then I saw Greg and all the lads and, you know, we had a bit of a laugh. And, yeah, that was it. And then the... then I went back to Scunthorpe and, we played Hereford at Glanford Park and I managed to get the winner, which was quite ironic. I played well that day and, we beat... John Layton was in charge of Hereford at the time and, we managed to win 1-0 and, you know, I managed to get the winning goal.
You went and played over in Australia. What was the experience like playing in Oz?
It was great. You know, absolutely brilliant in Australia. I'd gone to Singapore first. I played in Singapore for four seasons and done really well. It was really good experience playing against some really top-class footballers as well. The local Singaporeans, you know, their standard was brought up by the quality of the foreigners that come in. I think each club could sign maybe four or five foreigners. And it was great over in Singapore. And then obviously from there I went on to Australia for the Wollongong Wolves. And we managed to win the National, you know, Soccer League, you know, the main competition over there. So that was lovely in my first season. So, yeah, it was good.
I understand you now earn a living in the motor industry. Can you tell us what you do?
Yeah, we have a car buying company. We're called Best Car Buyer, so there's a plug for you. And we, you know, basically buy private individuals' cars from people who are selling. We've got a website. You can, you know, just put your details in. We'll make you an offer and then try and buy the car. And then we move it on to our mother company, if you like, which is called Motor Depot. So, yeah, it's enjoyable. But, you know, nothing beats playing football.
And do you still keep abreast with all things Hereford FC?
I do. I look out for results. It's been very sad to see them, you know, go down and, you know, go out of the league. I know they had financial problems themselves and went down about eight leagues, didn't they, from what I gather. So, yeah, it was very sad to see that because I've got, you know, happy memories of Hereford and, you know, we had some great times. It was a shame. At the time as well, when we were there, you know, they were always struggling financially, you know, even when I was there. You know, and it was difficult for Greg and, you know, the directors, etc., to sometimes keep the club afloat. But, yeah, it's good to see them, you know, doing a bit better now.